This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Naomi Judd died by suicide following a longtime struggle with mental health. The country legend took her own life Saturday, multiple sources confirmed to People magazine. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. The Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. According to initial draft majority opinion written inside the court and obtained illegally by Politico. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, end quote, the court writes in an effort to protect life in the womb. A body inside a deteriorated barrel was found over the weekend on the newly exposed bottom of Nevada's Lake Mead, about 30 miles southeast of Las Vegas. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer reported items found in the barrel indicate it's been there since the 1980s. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An Australian man, 51-year-old Scott White, was sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison Tuesday for the 1988 murder of American Scott Johnson. White pled guilty to pushing Johnson off a cliff in Sydney, Australia because he was gay. Bitcoin and the Texas city of Fort Worth.
Fort Worth, Texas becomes the first city in the United States to mine Bitcoin. Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker joining Fox Business to talk about why Fort Worth is making the move.
I think the number one goal for the city of Fort Worth is to make sure we're known as synonymous with tech and innovation, understand what the future of cryptocurrency is. This conversation is happening with major organizations across the world, and Fort Worth wanted to be a part of the conversation, and we really gained that in the last week.
She says the three machines that do the mining were donated by the Texas Blockchain Council and will be running 24/7 for the next 6 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The man responsible for border security, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, has been failing at his job. Republican lawmakers claim he can't handle the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border and needs to be impeached.
I had the opportunity to visit the border twice within the last 2 weeks. Went to El Paso and then returned to Eagle Pass. And when I was there, along with other Republican members, every person that we spoke to, without exception, said two things. One, that the border is the worst that they have seen it in their lifetime. And two, that they feel that this administration has abandoned it. And so for Secretary Mayorkas to tell Congress, to tell the American public that the border is closed and that the border is secure, he's being dishonest with us. And I think that we need to continue to call him out. You throw in the number of gotaways, those individuals that we know because of electronic surveillance that crossed the border that were not apprehended, that number then rises to over a quarter of the million people in March alone. And so this individual, Secretary Mayorkas, is not being truthful, and we cannot allow him to continue to lie to the American public.
Republican Representative Michael Guest on Newsmax Monday claims Mayorkas is lying about securing the border as he's seen it firsthand. Mr. Mayorkas replies on CNN.
I am incredibly proud to work with 250,000 dedicated and talented personnel, and I look forward to continuing to do so. I am focused on mission and supporting our incredible workforce.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Hey. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only Al Perotta. We're talking to the managing editor of Stream.org. Al, I'm sorry, we don't have anything to talk about today, so
no.
I don't know. You know,
the Met Gala. We got the Met Gala.
Oh, that's okay. Right. I mean, hey, what kind of dress is AOC going to be wearing this time around, or is she going to try and wear the same one because it got so much attention the last time?
Oh, I don't know, probably the same one. Or another one, because she's trying to sell them, so, you know, being a good capitalist that she is at heart. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she might ask Elon Musk if they, you know, if he would escort her to the gala.
He took his mom. He took his mom.
Yeah. Well, why not?
That was classy.
It's all good. Hey, before we get into some of these serious topics, of course, overnight was this breaking news. Politico got their hands on the decision of, and it's not necessarily final, but it is the draft of the decision that overturns Roe v. Wade. And, boy, I'll tell you, it is... caused quite the row on many levels, and of course an FBI investigation is underway because this is absolutely foreboding that there would be a leak out of the Supreme Court to this measure. So that clerk that did this did so at the cost of their future and their bar, I would think, their bar license.
Yeah. 235 years of history, Supreme Court history,
This
has never ever happened. So this that alone's a big deal. Even if they leaked on some, you know, meaningless case, it's a huge deal because it goes right at the integrity of the court. But on this one, oh my gosh, this is a deliberate bomb to try to put pressure on the justices to flip.
Mm-hmm.
This is you know, almost a blackmail in a way.
Right. And of course it does nothing. You know, I mean, although you know we've seen this. Over particularly the last 10 years, the organic development and momentum rising amongst, you know, people across the country on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, because of the experience of Roe v. Wade. We've got history with Roe v. Wade, and we're realizing the hard way that abortion is not the kind of quality that makes for a fruitful and bountiful nation, does it?
No. I mean, you either have a culture of life or a culture of death. You don't really have much choice. And we're seeing it. And again, this is the decision. If this is the real decision, it all basically does is put it back to the states. So the states like slaughtering babies, like New York, who like to celebrate such things. They have it. And the states that want to protect life and protect, you know, believe in the sanctity of life, they do that too. And, you know, it's America, and you can go, and they're places like California that are creating abortion tourism industries.
Right, exactly.
So
and they're passing laws that approve of post-birth abortions, you know, comfort care, and then of course
you know, they will probably do something that is horrific that they've been able to get away with, Planned Parenthood has been able to get away with all these years, and that is the sale of baby parts.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not forget, California is trying to jail somebody who exposed that. A journalist
well,
who explained.
They jailed, but they want him in there a lot longer. And I think his legal fees are now surpassed $250,000. Dave DeLighton is who we're talking about. And it's disgusting. I mean, he's the one that documented, you know, it was from the mouths of these executives of Planned Parenthood that basically admitted to, you know, committing crimes. And they get away with it. They get more money, more taxpayer money. And DeLighton is fighting for his very life to keep himself out of jail.
Yeah. And he's trying and they're fighting to keep the, a lot of the videos he made in those public places out of the public eye.
Right.
So if this is such a wonderful thing, abortion, this is such a, you know, a shout your abortion, why are they so afraid to have videos out there about what it is that these organizations, you know, Planned Parenthood, et cetera, are doing?
That's the deal. See, videos are a witness. And just like for January 16th, you know, January 6th, why are they hiding videos? Why was it so difficult for Dinesh D'Souza, actually through the vote, to acquire video evidence of people stuffing the ballot? I mean, this is our culture today. Everybody is a citizen journalist in, you know, by way of whether it's Veritas and James O'Keefe and what he's done. But it's just the nature. People are out there. They're taking pictures. They catch something criminally taking place. And, you know, Rodney King, look what happened.
Example.
Right. Exactly.
Perfect example. And this being the 30th anniversary of the riots. But, yeah, that was a citizen who caught on video an act. And we know the rest of the history. But this is what's happening now. Videos are capturing what people are doing and saying. That's why police have video cams now.
Right. Exactly.
Because they've got to
be able to control the narrative
and
make sure that, you know, just because somebody has video evidence, well, is it been edited? Is it true? Is it, you know, in context, all these sort of things. So I think it's prudent, you know, for them, you know, to have that kind of information. But, you know, because here it is, we've got people that want to react so emotionally like they did with, you know, George Floyd and others. They're quick to jump to a conclusion.
Yeah.
And then you've got the jury, you know, public opinion. You're guilty by public opinion. And here it is. We're all the more divided as a result because, you know, in this hurry up society, I say this microwave culture in which we live in that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. Things don't happen fast enough. So we try to speed things up. And when we do that, we lose the process and we make mistakes. And meanwhile, all along, there are people who are there on the sidelines, happy to get that energy and that emotion and whip it up to divide us even further. We've got to be responsible and careful about this, don't we? Are we just going to continue to be at each other's throats until we're no more?
Yeah, I mean, we want to have hope. But again, going back to our lead story, that's why the person leaked this opinion was to stoke division, stoke anger, to have people freaking out, showing up at the Supreme Court, yelling and screaming, chasing down the justices wherever they are, wherever they may be, threatening them, and gosh knows what else is going to happen because of this. To divide, and stir up the trouble, and it's a malicious act. It was a very malicious act, and man, they better expose this person, whoever did it. Really cool.
Exactly. Well, Al, more than anything else, the people who support this decision, people of faith, others who by experience have been injured for the rest of their lives because they bought into the lie of the Supreme Court that decided on Roe v. Wade, they're the ones that need to come out come forward in mass numbers to offset the anger of the of a minor amount and minor group of people. Because like you said, it's not like all remedy is gone. Look at, if you still want an abortion, you know, don't give me this stuff. We're going to go into a back alley with a coat hanger. You know, that was what they told us back in 73, you know, that gave us this decision. No, there are states you can go to have an abortion. If you want to kill your child, guess what? This country still allows for it. So stay with us. We've got more coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
In 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and he is Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org. Last night, Al, I tweeted out that, you know, I think it's quite interesting that I guess the mainstream media has failed, as far as the Biden administration is concerned, to give them the proper cover. So the Biden administration's answer is the Ministry of Truth, you know, the Disinformation Governance Board that is established. I mean, this is unbelievable. So I think it's a slap in the face to the mainstream media that, you know, according to our First Amendment rights, freedom of the press, they're supposed to do their job. But I guess the Democratic Party and the Biden administration has determined that they don't need the mainstream media anymore. So now they're going to have their own Ministry of Truth. And of all people, you got the director of the biggest lies, sashaying her way in like Mary Poppins, right?
Oh, my gosh. Nina Jankowicz. It's one thing, though. What's funny, because we're focusing a lot on this Nina Jankowicz, this self-described Mary Poppins of disinformation. But the fact is, if you looked at the Biden administration, the whole administration is filled with these
Ninas.
Ninas.
Yes, exactly.
All,
I love that.
They're all Ninas. They're all.
Yeah. They're not even Karens anymore. Now they're Ninas,
they're
right?
Ninas. Yeah. That's my goal in life is, you know, don't be a Nina. That's yes. My message today for your audience is don't be a Nina. And
right.
So, you know, you go through it. They all say something that is false and then act like you're the one who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just get Mayorkas. We got control of the border.
Yeah.
But we're not going to let you look reporters go down to the border or even congressmen to go down to the border at night to look for themselves. That's a Nina.
Yeah.
He's a Nina.
Right. Yeah.
Rachel Levine is a Nina. Oh, yeah. Every medical professional in pediatrics believes that gender-affirming care is perfect. That's a Nina.
Everyone? Everyone? Yes,
all
right.
All of them. I mean,
that's like all the scientists said that global warming is happening and we're destroying our planet, right? 100%. I go, you can't even get 50% of the people to agree the sky is blue. So how are you going to get 100% of the people to agree that the climate change is killing the planet, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, again, like I said, so it's this disinformation governance board is only one part of an administration or a regime that governs with disinformation.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, Psaki, my gosh, she's
yeah.
She's like a grand, I'll say, grand wizard of Ninas, but that's a little harsh, maybe. maybe a wizard. Wait a minute, that still fits because
yes,
Nina lady fronted a band that was take off on Harry Potter, so I guess we can call her a grand wizard.
Yes.
This is
so absurd. But the thing is that beyond the absurdity is the fact that we're going to pay for this.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not even that, what's the value here that you're having somebody, spin a tale and gaslight the people all the more as if the government hasn't gotten away with this? And, of course, it's quite interesting now that this is right on the heels of the threat of Elon Musk taking over Twitter. And so it was like almost the left needed to have some pablum. And so the administration said, we got pablum for you. Just relax, stay in the fetal position and we'll comfort you here. We're going to give you comfort care by coming up with a new bureaucracy, this disinformation governance board. When can the people just say, hell no, I'm not going to pay for it? I'm not going to pay for it. I don't care what you do, Joe Biden. You've spent enough money. Your wallet is empty. Our wallet is empty. It's no more. We're not doing this.
Yeah. Now, again, if this was a little operation that dealt with specifically foreign governments using propaganda against Americans and us being able to, like, spot, you know, track it, there could be an argument there.
But we already have that, though.
Yeah.
We have that already.
Yeah, but here's the
problem. Just like we already have the mainstream media, if they did their job, you know, they would be the real disinformation governments, governance media, so to speak. Yeah. But they're not.
But here's the but. Here's the but. If this is the same DHS that thinks that people who question the election are the greatest terrorist threat to America.
Right. Right.
So to think that they're going to be concerned about what Iran might be doing or, you know, Putin might be doing, that's a lie.
Yes.
It's about controlling information for the they even said it. It's about the midterms and about the propaganda being directed towards Spanish language, you know, Spanish speakers. Oh, is it a coincidence that Hispanics are fleeing the Democratic Party in droves?
Mm-hmm.
No. And so, hey, we're going to have to, you know, stop information from getting to them. So they, to stop the stem the flow of power.
Yeah, because Hispanics are practical people. You know, they don't want anybody trying to, you know, groom their children to say, well, you know, the son you have is really a girl and, you know, go through all this stuff and create an educational system and pay your taxes for this kind of idiocy. It's like, you know, they're not going to put up with this. You know, they are salt of the earth people. They're all very practical and they see it coming from miles away, either just in their own common sense or guess what? Oh yeah, they've been in other countries that they've seen this happen before. You know, it's like I met with this a former attorney from Venezuela and she says, Bill, you know, we saw this exactly what's happening in the, we saw, you know, happening and how that came across in Venezuela. And she was showing me pictures of where she lived before and after, and it's a stark comparison and reality of you talk dark, you talk about from light to dark, it is that stark, Al.
Yeah, and these people seem to like to want to follow the Venezuela model.
Yeah,
this is one of those ones you think for 5 seconds this can't be real, but this guy's talking about a disinformation governance board. With, you know, especially with that lady in charge. Oh, she's neutral.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like all her precedent demonstrates that she doesn't know anything about neutrality. I mean, she's an Ina. The crown, the crown princess of Ninas, you know, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And you speak of the election. I don't know if you've had a chance to see Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, 2,000 Mules. I'll tell you, Al, I'm telling you, my good friend Dennis Prager, at the start of the movie, you'll see that he admits, I'm rather agnostic about it. You know, everybody has a different opinion. You know, people have asked me time and again, you know, Bill, don't you believe it was legitimate? I said, I don't know. I don't know. I have questions, and those questions leave me unsettled because nobody's answering the questions. Well, by the end of the presentation, which True the Vote, you know, put this together, you know, they did all the heavy lifting and research and everything. I mean, they got trillions of pings of information, of data from cell phones, and the mules are actually people who are doing this criminal activity, and they track them from where they pick up the ballots to where they deposit them. They've got video evidence. It is very compelling, so much so that, you know, I said that Dennis Prager is like the Doubting Thomas. He was the one that said, look, until I, you know, put my hands on his wounds and I see it for myself, I won't believe it. Well, Dennis saw it for himself, and he was emotionally moved. You could tell. And, you know, I've known Dennis for a long time, and I could tell that he was very sincere. And he said, based on the information that was presented to him, that he is going to fight, you know, to get this out and get the truth of what happened in 2020, because our very democracy really depends on this.
Yes. Yes. And that's going to be the key, getting this information out to all the people who seem to think that Joe Biden was legitimately elected. Well, here's the video proof. You wanted the video proof? Here's the video proof of it happening. And here are the numbers that were involved in the amount of votes in these different swing states. And here's how it came about. You know,
yeah. And it's not inconsequential. It's not like Governor Kemp said, oh yeah, we discovered, we did a deep dive and we only found out that there were two dead people that voted or something like that. But no, there are thousands of votes. Unbelievable, that are in question. And the 2,000 mules, even that is very, very conservative. That's not all the mules that were out there. And in every one of these swing states, except for one, with the 2,000 mules, it would have made a difference. And those electoral votes would have gone to Trump and not to Biden. Interesting. And of course, you can check it out for yourself. And we'll see and talk about it more.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust. One that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Naomi Judd died by suicide following a longtime struggle with mental health. The country legend took her own life Saturday, multiple sources confirmed to People magazine. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. The Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, according to initial draft majority opinion written inside the court and obtained illegally by Politico. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, end quote, the court writes in an effort to protect life in the womb. A body inside a deteriorated barrel was found over the weekend on the newly exposed bottom of Nevada's Lake Mead, about 30 miles southeast of Las Vegas. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer reported items found in the barrel indicate it's been there since the 1980s. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We were talking about Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules. The website, 2000mules.com, that's where you want to go. It is airing in theaters, especially selected theaters, several hundred. And you can check it out there and see where you can get your tickets. Also know that there is going to be a streaming of the movie that will take place, a virtual premiere on Saturday, May the 7th. And there will be a Q&A, is what Dinesh Sood had shared with us when we talked to him last week. So the virtual premiere as well. So if you missed it at the movie theater, you can see the virtual premiere. Just check it out, 2000mules.com. You got to know that, you know, social media and other entities are doing what they can to block this information. That I think is so important because you have almost 60% of the American people not knowing, you know, like me, just saying, well, I don't know. I cannot tell you if it was a legitimate election or not. And we should know. We should have the facts. And the evidence is, I believe, is quite compelling. So see it, evaluate it for yourself. Toby Keith, the award-winning country superstar and avid supporter of American troops, is going to be headlining the Heroes Honor Festival 2022. This is alongside a special musical guest, Justin Moore, Craig Morgan, and this is going to take place at the Daytona International Speedway on Memorial Day weekend. With us is Ben Peterson, an Iraqi veteran and founder of Engage Your Destiny. Ben, above all, thank you for your service. Thank you for your patriotism, for believing in this country and supporting our troops.
Hey, Bill, it's an honor. Thank you, sir, for having me on.
Well, tell us about this event, how it came together. This is, I love this. I love that we're, you know, honoring and supporting America's troops.
Yeah, you know, it really started. I came home from Iraq in 2009, and it was at that time, Bill, that protesters had begun showing up at Iraq veteran funerals. Many of us have forgotten.
Yes, right.
But actually, over 100 funerals were protested. Do you remember that, Bill?
Yes, I do remember it. It broke my heart. It was shades of memories, worse than what happened in Vietnam. I'm a Vietnam era vet. And I experienced it, not to the degree that some of my other, you know, fellow veterans experienced, sadly. But, yeah, just amazing. And this is what happens when you have such a minority number of people, Ben, as you know. I mean, probably less than 1% of American citizens, you know, support our country in the military. I think that's unfortunate on many levels. I believe that as an American citizen, part of having skin in the game is serving the country. It doesn't mean that you have to pick up a gun and you don't have to go out there and be in combat, but there are many ways in which you can serve the country and be a part of the solution and not be a problem. Not know, you know, at least knowing and having a better idea of what's involved here in protecting this democratic republic. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's what we're really trying to inspire here, Bill, because when I got off the bus, there were over 100 Vietnam veterans lined up shoulder to shoulder, holding the American flag and standing guard over my welcome home.
Wow.
And the thing to keep in mind there is those are men that were shamed, they were spit on, they were called baby killers, they were completely rejected from this nation. And instead of despising the nation, they despised the shame, and they took up the position as guardians of honor and protected my welcome home. And that's really, honestly, Bill, that's where God put a very clear vision in my heart to give these guys the most incredible honor celebration in American history.
Yeah. If there can be any redemption and any healing of wounds, because sadly, I mean, here we are today, Ben, you got 17 to 20 vets who are committing suicide every day in America. Boy, that is absolutely heartbreaking when you think about you think about what they went, what kind of torment that they dealt with, their families, what they had dealt with up to and now post suicide, and how they reconcile that. I'll tell you, my heart breaks for these families and for these men and women, and even today there will be another 17 to 20 veterans who commit suicide. And I can only hope, we can only hope, Ben, that maybe one, because God has decided to bring them into our orbit and hear what you're sharing and hearing our hearts to say, look it, you know, we serve a redeeming God. What you did for this country is honorable. You served it with honor, and do not forsake your tomorrow. Please do not forsake your tomorrow. Go ahead.
Well, and that's why we need to get back to the values that we really believe in for this country, and honor is one of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really in this event and in this country, Bill, you know, we have over 45,000 nonprofits that are existing to help vets. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you today that we don't have a program issue. We have an outreach issue. We are not getting into the world to reach the veterans that are isolated and alone. And that's really the heart of the Heroes Honor Festival, is to honor these men, honor these families. And by the way, the event is free for all veterans and their spouses. And so we're doing that so that we can gather everyone together to truly honor them, give them an incredible celebration, and then make some of these resources available so that we can truly make a long-lasting impact.
Well, Engage Your Destiny, the organization that you founded that's dedicated to bringing honor, hope, and healing to military vets and their families. This is a quite a project. I mean, the lineup of stars that you've got for this event, I mean, do you realize the envy of how many promoters around the country that you are by being able to bring, you know, the likes of Ann Margaret and Chris Knoll and Major General Patrick Brady, William Boykin, Lieutenant General Oliver North is going to, I mean, wow, this says a lot about the organization, and it says a lot about, I want to say honorable people, because honorable people know how to honor those that are deserving of honor, right?
Absolutely, sir. Yeah, you know, God really brought these people, man, and they align with our mission, you know, and to have Toby Keith, Justin Moore, who is just such a hit, and Craig Morgan, I mean, these are hallmarks and as well as, you know, just the mainstays in the country music world. And so to have them be a part of this is just really phenomenal. And I think it's going to really bring a great celebration. And, you know, with that, Bill, we are really calling on America. We have over 14,000 veterans that are coming to this event. And we want them to be met with a sea of patriots. And we know that it's only going to double in the next couple weeks. And so, we're calling on America to show up to get your tickets. They're $99. You'll get a phenomenal show, festival, but also the opportunity to truly give back and to honor these heroes from Vietnam all the way to today. Mm-hmm.
Ben, I cannot wait to see what the video will present and what you'll be able to capture there as these vets are being honored. As talk about a patriotic day. I mean, after all, this is going to be taking place on Memorial Weekend, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. May 27th to 28th, and it's the heroeshonorfestival.com, where you can get all information for your free tickets if you served and your spouse, and then for anyone who wants to partake and give back and sponsor veterans.
This is going to be so cool. And you know, again, congratulations to the team. Engage Your Destiny, making this happen. We cannot, you know, be thankful enough for, like you said, you know, the talent, the offering of Toby Keith and Justin Moore and Craig Morgan, all the others that are coming, you know, to honor the honorable. Wow, what a special, epic event. I mean, can you imagine the impact that this has been, this is going to have on kids? I mean, you bring families there. How is your son going to be in terms of all the stuff that we've been dealing with in this country with the, you know, critical race theory and our children being indoctrinated and wearing, you know, all that they've gone through the last 2.5 years? And here it is. I mean, we are going to turn it all on its head during that weekend by honoring that which is honorable, which is the foundation of our country. Boy, I'll tell you, I can't wait. I mean, I am sensing such a proud moment and what an impact that this is going to have on our kids going forward.
Yeah, we're believing for that, Bill. And just so everyone knows, you know, if you are listening to this and you didn't serve, but you love this country and you have a family and you're in the Florida area or even, you know, the southeastern area, the event is free for all kids under 12 as well. So you can come, you can bring your kids. This will be a family-friendly event. It's going to be surrounded with patriots who love this country. And it's going to truly re-inspire pride in the next generation. And that's what we're really believing for while bringing closure and healing to the past.
Exactly. Ben, 5 seconds. The website, real quick.
HeroesHonorFestival.com.
Ben Peterson, thank you. Godspeed, my friend.
Ripped off, bye-bye. Broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated #1 by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers.
providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Rachel Alexander, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, Newsmax, and a reporter at the Arizona Sun-Times and the Star News Network. Rachel, good to be connecting with you once again. Trust all is well with you, right?
Oh, it is. Thank you, Bill.
Well, wonderful. Last time we talked about, the national popular vote and, you know, making it more difficult for election fraud. And I don't know if you've had a chance to either read much or a chance to see, because it's just being released this week, is Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules documentary film. Whoa, it is powerful.
I have not, but that is going to be on my radar. I do need to see that, since I am the election expert reporter for Arizona.
Well, yeah, you will love this, because it's the evidence I believe that we all have been wanting to see. It takes it out of the realm of the emotion, out of, the fact that there's been a growing number of people that, close to 60%, according to Rasmussen, say, look, there had to be some shenanigans. It doesn't add up. And for the first time here, we have gotten a presentation of the evidence, and we can thank True Vote for it. They have the most extensive amount of data regarding the 2020 elections, and they tie in the evidence that there was ballot stuffing. They show people, actual people, caught in the act of ballot stuffing. They got the video evidence, and this was stuff that they had to collect that wasn't, as you know, Rachel, easy to collect. They had to pay for the information that should have been free and accessible to any citizen asking for the information. But True the Vote went the extra mile, and they have got trillions of bits of information, video evidence, catching these ballot stuffers in the act. They call them mules. And even mules, they just to kind of make the numbers, to where they didn't even hyper value the numbers. They stayed with 2,000 mules, but at the end of the presentation, you realize there was much more than 2,000 mules, and the mules they refer to are the people who actually carried these ballots, these illegal ballots committed to crime, and stuffed them into these various boxes. And in order to qualify for the number that they were accounting for, they had to, I think, stop at like 10 depositories, and they had to have an interaction with a nonprofit, which nonprofits aren't supposed to be involved with, as you know, in collecting ballots. But this is how the system worked. It's organized crime is what it is when it comes to ballot harvesting and voter fraud. Amazing.
Well, and will it finally, you know, result in any prosecutions? And I want to know, Bill, did this focus on Arizona?
Yes.
You know, in my county?
Yes. Exactly. It did. Arizona was one of the states that they broke down, and it was well and beyond just in this cursory number, okay? Like I said, they were conservative in running out the numbers, because most people have argued, oh, you know, Bill, you're only talking a couple of votes, 10 votes. You know, Trump lost by 10,000. We're talking, I think, Arizona, there was at least 60,000 illegal votes that they were just in this example here. And it's a very, very conservative example. So you're talking numbers that would have far and away reversed the count and put Arizona into the column for Donald Trump and not for Joe Biden.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've got to see this then. I just don't understand why they can't turn them into crimes. You know, what is going on? And I do understand that, you know, there are some things, like if you have loose signature requirements, they barely have to look like they match. You know, mm-hmm. That's not actually a crime here. So you can't prosecute somebody for that here. But,
there was blatant stuff, and they knew what they were doing. I say they, you know, the Democrats and these that rigged and committed the crimes and, affected voter fraud in the 2020 elections. They knew what they were going to do with ballot harvesting. Donald Trump warned everybody. I mean, and this was no big deal. I mean, no big news, because there had already been research done, as you know, as an expert in this field. There had been experts about that have studied this and, in recent era and said, look at, mail-in voting is rife with fraud. It is going to open the door to rife immeasurable. And under the covering of COVID and some very aggressive attorneys that stormed these state houses and put the pressure on these state houses and threatening lawsuits and whatever, as you know, attorneys, you know, have been famous for, and these states buckled and they kowtowed, some of them very willingly, because they were, equally associated with the Democratic ideology. And so anything that would get Trump out, they were willing to do, and to the point that, it defies credulity that somebody like Joe Biden would get, 10 million more votes than an iconic black president, Barack Obama, number one. Number two, that, Donald Trump would get 10 million more votes than he did in 2016 and still lose. And also that we know traditionally with the standard bearer come coattails. And why wasn't there an absolute mandate and a runaway for the Democratic Party with Joe Biden's numbers of 81 million votes? I mean, this, again, defies credulity on its face, doesn't it?
You stated that very well. I've been stating a lot of those facts in my articles writing about this. And it's like nobody cares. It's not getting any attention anymore. Like, I'm so glad this is still, being looked at. And I'm glad they came out with this film, because it's just mind-boggling. And if you try to discuss it, oh, my gosh, I am almost completely banned from YouTube for discussing this at this point. I got one strike left.
I know this is, and it's going to be incredible, because even the movie houses, I think it's going to only show, I think, today in something like 200-300 movie houses, but you got to know there's all kinds of pressure that these movies, even the ones that have accepted to air it, they're being pressed by those on the left for putting it up, and they're trying to block it. But then again, at the end of the week, then you're going to be able to stream it and download it and watch it for yourself. And it's the reaction from people, and I was around people who are staunch Democrats, and I warned them before. I said, look, be aware, this is this could create some controversy, but I'm going to be curious to hear your opinion. And even the staunch Democrats, Rachel, had to agree that the evidence was pretty compelling.
They are finding that large numbers of Democrats think there was fraud. They actually admit that. But how do you translate that into taking action is the question.
Well, exactly. But, the thing is that, first of all, you got to understand you got a problem. Okay, you identify the problem. You realize there was illegal activity. So how do you redeem it? How do you make the voters whole again? And that's going to be a big question, and really create a true constitutional crisis. You and I have talked about certain incidences that it would occur that would create a constitutional crisis. And I think this would create a humongous constitutional crisis, because how do you go on with a president who was illegally, in a sense, selected to be the 46th president of the United States, and the evidence is undeniable? How do you do that? And meanwhile, we the people are suffering for it. Go ahead.
I don't think it would actually be that big of a crisis, because Biden is so mentally unfit at this point. I think people actually want to kind of move on at this point from him to somebody else.
Well, I would hope that would be the case, and of course with the midterms coming up, but I'm not taking the midterms for granted. I'm not taking the numbers for granted. I thought the numbers were pretty solid, all things considered, with the experts that we talked about and talked with going into 2020, and look what happened. And what's really coming out loud and clear on this is the history of the Democratic Party is such that you can no longer deny that this is the party of voter fraud, can you?
Oh, I like that description for them.
I think it's true. DeRoy Murdoch, a Fox News contributor, a good friend who's on all the time with us as well, and he says the same thing. He just says they are the party of voter fraud. And I know it sounds powerful, and you and I would get canceled in 2 seconds on Twitter and Facebook and whatever for that. But look at it. Look at what they've done historically. And let's just go back to the Kennedy-Nixon campaign. Now, 50 years later, they admit, truth be known, there was probably shenanigans in Illinois and also in Texas, and that's what got John Kennedy elected. I go, you're kidding me. I mean, here we are, and it's been every time there's been a presidential election, it has been one voter fraud effect after another. I mean, California, they couldn't stand to, hold on to that mantle, so they just basically legalized illegal voter fraud. So that's their way to get around it. And that's why H.R. 1 and S.1, the Democrats were trying to get passed in Congress so that they could codify this illegal behavior and compromise, the election process forever. And it would be Democrats forever, ever. Amen. Just the way they want it. Right.
Wow. And I got to tell you, here in Arizona, although we had a few strong election laws get passed, which won't go into effect, unfortunately, until the 2024 election, we do have a few rhinos that have stopped a lot of the key bills from going into effect.
It all makes you wonder, because it stinks to high heaven. It is, if anything's bipartisan, it is voter fraud and cheating. And I just don't, It just, like I said, it defies credulity, and it absolutely blows my mind that this is taking place in today's America. Rachel Alexander, she's been our guest, the attorney and contributor to Town Hall WND and the Christian Post, and also the Arizona Sun-Times, as well as the Star News Network. Rachel, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Take care.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.